today's class, Adhyatmika, Adibhautika, and Adidevika as a triangle. You said that the Adhyatmika, Adibhautika, they actually kind of merge into Adidevika. So at that point...
No. All the three merge in Brahman. Saguna Brahma means these three. The triangle is called triangle. You know why it is called? See, individually speaking, the sun is the presiding deity. He gives light and he gives the capacity to use the light in the form of my eye. All these three in one is called the sun. So, that is the devata, presiding deity. Then the, who is the presiding deity of the ear? Akasha.
Akasha.
Now you take every part of the limb of the body, combine all those presiding deities as one, that is called Saguna Brahma or Ishvara.
Like in Durga Saptashati, how Mother Durga is formed from different presiding deities.
Different forms. So, I think it was Shumbha or Nishumbha, I don't remember. Shumbha.
The Mahishasura.
Shumbha, he accuses, I am one, you are fighting with all these powers. Then she says,
yes.
Ekai vaham, dvitiyatra kona asti. There is nobody else. These are all my own manifestations. Look, and all the forms, immediately they are withdrawn into one form. So, every presiding deity is a presiding deity only for that particular organ. Say, for the eye is a particular organ. It is not true. Your eye and my eye. Any creature that has got an eye, even mosquito has got an eye.
Yeah.
And it is always eyeing you.
Yeah.
So, all the light, all the power of seeing, in every individual, combined together, is called that particular presiding deity. And all the presiding deities combined together is called Hiranyagarbha herein, Padishwara, Saguna Brahma.